From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio on this Living Truth Radio program. Now, this week we have been studying from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, the concept that as Christians, we are to pattern our life after the Lord Jesus Christ. And we find that in verse 5 where it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." And I've been quick to emphasize every day this week that when we talk about patterning our life after Christ, we're talking about the fact that we don't become Christians by following Christ's example. But after we trust Christ as Savior, we are to pattern our lives after Him. And I make that a clear distinction because there are some people who falsely think that they become a Christian just by trying to keep the principles of Christ. Well, no one becomes a Christian by keeping the principles of Christ. The only way to become a Christian is to trust Jesus Christ alone as personal Savior. But once we trust Christ as Savior, then we are to pattern our lives after Jesus Christ. And when we come into this passage of Scripture, of Philippians chapter 2, what we find is that it speaks concerning the humility of Christ. And we noted the other day that in verses 7 and 8, that the Lord Jesus Christ, when He came to the earth, humbled Himself in 7 different steps. And what great humility it was. We don't have the time to go over those today. I would encourage you to get the copy of this entire week of broadcast so that you might be able to see this entire study together and listen to it again. But Jesus Christ actually did humble Himself in a 7-step manner when He went to the cross to provide salvation for us. And as a result of that, God the Father highly exalted Him. He commended Christ, and we see that in verses 9 through 11. But the humility that we see brought out by Jesus Christ in this passage is great humility. In fact, no greater humility has ever been seen than that which is seen in Jesus Christ. And you and I as Christians, you and I who are born again, are to pattern His humility. That seems almost impossible, doesn't it? And it really is an impossible thing, apart from the working of the Spirit of God in our life. But we are to have the same attitude in humility as did Jesus Christ. Again, look at verse 5 of Philippians 2. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Today and tomorrow, we're going to ask and answer 3 questions. Number 1, what does this mean? Number 2, how do we do it? And number 3, when do we start? First of all, what does it mean? When the Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus," what does it mean? Well, literally, the emphasis behind this particular verse is that you and I, as Christians, are to have the same attitude in ourselves of humility that was in Jesus Christ. It has to do with an attitude. And the fact of the matter is, as Jesus Christ completely humbled Himself and submitted Himself to the will of the Father, and submitted Himself to serving mankind, you and I as Christians are to have that same attitude today. In other words, in every action that was seen in Christ, in his relationship to the Father and in his relationship to mankind, is the action that you and I are to pattern our lives after once we've trusted Christ as Savior. Do we do that? Do we really do that? Well, it's important that we do. First of all, we are to have the same attitude toward God the Father as did Jesus Christ. And that is an attitude of total submission. Jesus Christ was totally submitted to the will of God the Father when he came into this earth to, yes, be born in a cave and placed in the manger and then live on this earth for 33 and a half years and, yes, go through everything that every human being goes through. But then even to die on the cross of Calvary. He totally submitted to the Father. In the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter, in verse 7 and 9, we see these words, as it were, from the mouth of the Lord Jesus, when it says, "Then said I, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written, to do thy will, O God." And you go down to verse 9. It says, "Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second." Talking about how that through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, the old covenant, the Old Testament law and offerings and sacrifices were done away with through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, in the sense that as the Old Testament sacrifices only atoned or covered over sin, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross completely took away sin. But the fact of the matter is, the Lord Jesus Christ was totally submitted to God the Father, which means he, in an unhesitating way and in a non-resistant way, submitted to the will of the Father. Do you remember when Jesus Christ, just before he went to the cross, was praying there in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he asked the Father if it would be possible to remove this cup from him? What did he say? He said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Now, Jesus wasn't trying to get out of the will of the Father. He was not trying to be insubordinate to the Father. No, he just realized the great task that was before him. And he was saying, "If there's any other way, may it be done, Father." But then he said, "Not my will, but yours be done." You and I, if we are going to pattern our life after Christ, must have that same attitude. In everything that we face, in every day of our life, we are to, in an unhesitated and non-resistant way, submit to the will of God the Father. And the way that we find God's will is to be in his Word. But then, we are to have the same attitude toward mankind as Jesus did. And that is total selflessness. Total selflessness. I'm talking about self-denial, self-giving, self-sacrifice, and selfless love for others. Think about that. Jesus Christ was totally selfless, was he not, when he came to this earth? In other words, he went out of his way to minister unto people over and over and over again. And we are to follow that same pattern. And so here it is. When it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus," toward God the Father, we are to be totally submitted. And toward God, or towards others, other human beings, we are to be totally selfless in all of our relationships. And you know, there were great illustrations of that found throughout the pages of Scripture. For instance, the Lord Jesus himself said back in the book of Luke, and you might want to turn there just to mark it, Luke, the 2nd chapter and verse 49, he said this. It says, "And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me, Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Jesus, in everything that he did, was doing the work of his Father, and so should you, and so should I. And then when we turn to John chapter 13, and I don't have the time to go down through this with you today, but read it yourself, verses 1 through 17. You will find that as the Lord Jesus and his disciples were having what we call the Last Supper, that he washed the feet of his disciples. That was the act of a servant. In fact, Peter rebelled. He said, Lord, you're not going to wash my feet. I want to wash yours. But Jesus said, if I don't wash your feet, then Peter, you have no part of me. And so Peter allowed the Lord Jesus to wash his feet. But here's the point. Jesus Christ bowed himself, humbled himself to washing the feet of the disciples, which was an illustration of what he did when he went to the cross. He served all of mankind by dying on the cross and becoming sin for us, that through faith in him, we might have the forgiveness of sin and have everlasting life. And so when we look at Philippians 2 and verse 5, when it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, it means that we are to have the same attitude of humility as Jesus toward God the Father means total submission, and toward mankind, it means total selflessness. Can you say today, dear Christian, that that is what describes your life? Well, that's what is to describe your life and mind as we follow the pattern of Christ. Now, tomorrow, we'll conclude our study on this subject, so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could truly come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.